Support for this podcast comes from the patrons at patreon.com/FMLFPL. Okay, welcome to Friday My Life. I'm Milan.
This Walsh.
Well, Friday My Life.
Yeah, it's going to be the last one for a couple weeks.
Yeah, last one for, yeah, exactly. A couple weeks to the night.
To the night. How you doing, dog?
I'm good. A little winded, a little tired, but here I am, Thursday. Monday, I'm like, I'm not free hitting. Wild card, I'm not free hitting. Setting up to not free hit. Sitting here free Thursday.
Hitting. Free hit.
Think I'm free hitting. I really do.
Ollie today just tipped the scale to the...
Yeah, it's like regs should be fit. Doesn't fill me with confidence. Yeah, Ollie subbed early with his like knee cut open. Doesn't fill me with confidence. And then also, I mean...
You have like six guys.
Yeah, I mean, I have seven. I have free transfer. I could take a hit. I always felt like fine with that. But the thing that also tipped it is when I wildcarded, I was planning on I'm going to triple captain Dom. So I'm going to be, if I triple captain Dom, I was going to be navigating a blank and two big doubles with two chips. Sure. So I was like, I'll save my free hit. I'll get more out of it later. But now I have all three chips and there's three game weeks to navigate.
Sure.
So I'm like, if I use it this week, I'm just going to use bench boost in one of the doubles and I'm going to use triple cap in one of the doubles and I'm good. So I you know, here we are.
All right. It makes sense to me when you run it down that way.
Yeah, it's a big change, but...
Okay. I mean, you would have obviously had a few different players if you knew this ahead of your wild card, but...
Yeah.
It's still the fringe of your team and the bench spot, so it doesn't matter that much one way
exactly.
or the other.
And they're all cheap pretty much and it's like whatever the fuck, you know. So and you know, things change.
And another aside, I should not have captained Tavernier.
Super Tav.
Should not have also transferred in the Kirkazing. So I got a little Bournemouth.
Well, you should have gotten fucked. Goal threat Zabarni, obviously.
Best goal threat in the game. Didn't go great for me the other day.
Yeah, so we'll that was not, that not ideal.
We'll just
for
put
you.
It that way.
Not ideal. Oh my god, that was like the all-time craziest game of life. I mean, what the hell was that game?
Yeah, it was just a bizarre one because the first half was so boring and bad, and then the second half was just it had everything. So
first half was like, it was dumb. It was just like
it was a waste of time.
Luton had like probably three shots, three goals. Like I don't know if that's actually what happened, but I wouldn't be surprised. Like they just had three big chances and scored all three of them.
Yeah.
And I was just like, wow, Bournemouth. And then, what the fuck?
And then they had three big chances in the second half and scored none of them and lost the game.
Yep.
So that's how the cookie crumbles for the Lutonites there. But we go to the double game, the blank game week.
Yep.
So now that you're on free hit, free tit, as the kids call it.
I know. I have so many holes, too.
Yeah. I mean, we went through my penalty fetish last pod.
What are you looking at?
Yeah, what are you looking at for your
there's
team?
There's a few things that I like. There's also very few things, but important things that I think changed since last pod. I mean, West Ham winning 5-0 with a Cresswell goal and Cresswell taking corners and Emerson still not in the squad. I'm just like, Cresswell's obviously in my team. I mean, I don't really even see a way that he's not going to be in the team because even if Moyes says like, oh, I think Emerson might make it, I'm like, Cresswell's probably starting, right? Like, no reason to rush him back, international break. You know, they
but is that the, not like the worst clean sheet shout of the whole slate, like beside Burnley?
I mean, you could tell me that any one of these is the best or worst clean sheet shout, and I'll just
say, come on.
I really believe that. I mean, I think that they're all
equally
between 10 and 20%. Like, I really don't think there's one that's like higher than 20%.
Well, that's giving Burnley too much.
Maybe Burnley is in an island on their own, and I'll probably like double up Brentford attack for that. But like, I really just am like, whatever. I mean,
okay.
I think trying to pick a clean is almost just chasing your tail. Like, I'm just, I look at all these, I've looked at these games over and over and over again, and there's just no cleans. I mean, sorry, there's no cleans and no cleans allowed.
Yeah. Yeah, that's most likely.
But yeah, so Cresswell's probably going to be in.